replied Lou as she slung the suitcase strap over her left shoulder and headed for the front door.
Why? Do you want to fucking drive? Damn, you have some shittin' OCD.
Playfully retorts Reese as the couple exit their one-room apartment and walk to their puke-green Yaris. Lou looks back at the apartment window, waiting for the dingy shears to push aside like they always do, as Einstein the cat gets up onto the windowsill to see her off whenever she leaves the house. Which is not often, since she suffers from agoraphobia and a whole host of other psychosomatic issues. Rebecca has always been a woman that knows what she wants and how to get it. She fully embraces the bitch role. Her one most noticeable trait is her chain-smoking habit. She likes to use a lady long slim cigarette holder, but only when she's out in public. Rebecca has been married at least 3 times, and her birth certificate says her name is Rebecca, spelled with C's, but she never spells it that way. Her current boyfriend is named Daniel, but she makes him spell it with O's, like Daniel. Daniel is driving Rebecca's late model caddy, but she refuses to sit in the front seat with him.
How much longer, Daniel?
Inquired Rebecca between puffs.
Maybe an hour or two, depending on traffic, he answered as he changed lanes without signaling.
Which is it? An hour or two? You are never very precise, Daniel. We need to work on that.
Rebecca scolded.
I'll drive faster if you want,
Daniel said as he adjusted the rearview mirror so he could see Rebecca.
No, don't get us killed before we see which one of us is gonna die, hun.
Chafed Rebecca without a hint of humor. His parents didn't understand why he did it, but Deshaun did it anyway because he was sick of being typecast. A black man doesn't need to get with a white woman to prove his status. After all, Deshaun's parents are both black, but they have always been happier when he dates white women, so they aren't too pleased that he's seeing Wenting, a Chinese woman. His parents just call her that Asian girl. How much more racist can people who have been the object of racism all their lives be? Deshaun's dad even jokes and calls Wenting Yoko behind her back. Deshaun tries to correct him about Yoko Ono being Japanese and Wenting being Chinese. In fact, Wenting is Taishanese, rather than the typical Han ethnic group. These are the kind of details Deshaun thinks are cool, but he can't share them with his friends, much less with his parents that don't care about those details. Wenting likes to drive wherever they go, and today is no different. It may look odd to see a little Chinese woman barreling down the road in a beat-up, old Ford pickup. The windows are down, and Deshaun and Wenting have Jello Rio blaring on an MP3 player Bluetoothed into the truck. It's a compromise of musical tastes that Deshaun and Wenting have. Their entire relationship is that way, where they compromise to make it work. The 5 couples are all heading to the destination. One way or another, they're answering an advertisement that promises to put them into a film sort of like the Survivor television show, where the group must decide which people are voted off the island, as the show progresses. But in this show, someone is supposed to die. None of the participants think anyone is really going to die. It's just a symbolic death, sort of like the Clue game. Each couple had to meet the qualifications. They have to be between 18 and 25 years old. Although they made an exception for Rebecca, who is clearly older. Each couple must have no children and have been in the relationship for at least 1 year, whether they are actually married or not. The entry fee was a little steep, and the NDA, non-disclosure agreement, lengthy, but here they are, all moving towards an unknown experience. While it is not an ocean island, the location is remote.
Chapter 2. Who We Are. Sharon is 22. She met Alex at a church